Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chase, Willie, and D-Mace here live from Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena as the Preds are looking to take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight at a 7 p.m. puck drop. We got Willie back on the studio. He is here with us. He was out at morning skate in some meetings with the Predators. Good afternoon, Willie. How are we doing?
Hey, Junie. Good to talk to you. I'm it's a two-coat day, if you notice. I got a coat and then another coat. I got like both a casual coat, then I got my heavy regular coat because that's just the situation. That's the situation. I can't believe D-Mace, who likes to be warm and gentle. I can't believe you don't have like four coats on. Do you need to borrow a coat?
Right here, Willie. And
where's the space heater? Where's the electric blanket?
I know, man.
What happened?
He
usually comes prepared.
I thought, you know, we were going to be at our normal spot, but we're not. And I didn't come prepared, man.
I didn't come prepared. You're never not prepared.
I know, man. And I'm feeling it right about now.
So you based on us.
I'll tell you this. I'm at home, and I still got two pairs of sweatpants on. It is that cold outside. And I got the heater on and everything. There's nothing stopping. Nothing stopping when Nashville goes into the negatives when it comes down to the weather. So something that's just not very common around here.
You know what's funny, Junie? I just saw the guys at On the Forecheck. They had a great tweet, and I had not thought about it until I saw it. But it's now been 24 years, the very first year of the Predators, and Derek Mason was playing for the then Tennessee Oilers. Ah. And you know what game you guys had right around that same week? Was the Vikings game at Vanderbilt. Do you remember that?
Oh, my, yes.
Okay, so the Vikings, so there's two
It was
events.
Cold that game,
It was
too.
A brutal week of weather for Nashville.
We couldn't practice. Okay? We couldn't practice most of the week.
So I can't remember if it was a day or two before or after the 23rd. Mm-hmm. It might have been a day or two after. I'm not quite sure on the timeline. But so what happens that week? The Tennessee Oilers played the soon-to-be 15-1 Vikings, a rookie Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham, a powerhouse team. They come to Nashville. Vanderbilt Stadium is iced over.
Yeah.
The fans, there are no railings when you walk up the seats. It's still like that today, right? So when you get ice, it's hard to get up the stairs to your seat.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to sit in the
cold seat.
But people were literally it was taking forever for people to get to their seat.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good game. You guys gave a good game.
Yeah.
But Randy Moss did his thing. He was amazing that season, his first year in the league. He just took the league by storm.
Yeah, and he continued to be amazing.
Yeah. And they sort of outgunned you. And meanwhile, the On the Forecheck guys remember this. On this date in 1998, it was the first season of the Predators. The Red Wings come into town. Two-time defending champions in the same division as Nashville, and there's this snowstorm. And people are calling the arena saying, the game's canceled, right? You guys aren't going to play tonight. And people were like, no, the Red Wings are here. This is how it works. In the NHL, you got to get these games in. You know, it's the league's going on break tomorrow. So we're playing. So not everybody could get here. But the Predators won for the first time against the Red Wings that night. And a guy named Thomas Vokoun, who had been the backup, hadn't played that much. This is just the first couple of months of the team's existence. He made 50 saves against Steve Yzerman and Brendan Shanahan and all Nick Lidstrom and all the guys that they had back then. He put on an amazing show, and they pulled the upset. Mm-hmm. So everybody who made it down here was rewarded with a spectacular performance by the underdog. It was the ultimate underdog move. And then from then on out, they were in love with Thomas Vokoun for that. So we've got a historic day. It's definitely a flashback with the weather the way it is right now. Outside, but the roads aren't bad. I don't know when the main roads are
the
okay.
Main were
we didn't
roads
get that
are okay,
much
yeah.
snow, and hopefully that's all behind us. So it should get better as we go here. So if you're coming to the game tonight, you should be fine. If you can, you know, get to the main roads, you should have no problem.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any problem as the day goes on. Hopefully, I know it's still going to be pretty cold outside, But the sun is out, so hopefully some of this, whatever's on the ground, starts to slowly melt so everybody can get back on the roads and you can get down here for tonight's game. So
yeah, the Canadian guys usually are always saying, Junie, that hey, you guys, this is cold. Let me show you cold.
Well, to me, it's not cold. Yeah, isn't,
yeah,
I mean.
But even the Canadian guys this morning were like, yeah, this is cold. This is cold here.
I'll put it this way. I mean, the main roads might be clear, but my road is not. Where my house sits on the block, I got two hills on each side, and I just don't think my little Mazda 3 is going to make it up there. So I have not yet risked it to get out of the house.
And
yet
don't
today,
risk it.
So.
Don't risk it. You got a little one, so stay in the house.
Yeah. You got to stay here and make sure everybody here is all good and stuff like that. But Willie, how was morning skate this morning and all the meetings that you attended? You know, the Preds are coming off two back-to-back wins after that six-game losing streak. So is the morale up for tonight's game, taking on the Colorado Avalanche again after they had just played them last weekend?
I think they feel like they have a formula right now that has worked for them. I think they have a little more confidence than they did when the last time they played the Avalanche, where I thought it was probably the height of the frustration, where they just couldn't. They felt like they were doing a lot of good things, but mm-hmm. they just could not find a way to score.
They are without McKinnon tonight, right?
They're still without McKinnon. Yes, they are still without McKinnon.
Okay.
Now, they still have some really good players. But as we talked about yesterday when Elliot Friedman was on with us, you know, you don't always get a chance to play teams. I mean, sometimes you play a team and you're missing some of your key guys and they got everybody and they try to take advantage of you. This is how the schedule goes. Sometimes you're playing a team that's played three games in four nights and you haven't played in a couple of nights. So it's the way it goes. So you have an opportunity here against a great team that absolutely knows how to win. They've gone 4-1 in their last five without McKinnon. So they're still finding ways to win. But I think this is a great test. And Elliot sort of highlighted this game and said, I really want to see how this team does tonight. You know, it's nice to beat the Blackhawks. It was a good mental hurdle to get over to beat the Oilers, a team that had owned the Predators the last several times they had met. But now this is the next step. Can you keep it going and play another good, solid game tonight against the champions?
And I think it's a good point. I mean, going back to their game where they had lost when they played in Colorado, I mean, they were in that game the entire game until they hit the empty netter. And especially when you look at them getting Lauzon, Carrier, and McDonough back. And I feel like that could be a huge difference going in tonight's matchup, you know, having your defenseman and having that depth back there in order to, you know, to be more aggressive on the forecheck. So, you know, hopefully, you know, with all the Colorado Avalanche injuries that they have, especially with Nathan McKinnon still being out, that they can take advantage of this and get their third straight win and hopefully start to get on track to where this team hoped to be, you know, coming into the season.
Yeah, the Avalanche, how they've won here recently without McKinnon is they've played very good defense. Their goalie, Alexander Georgiev, I have to practice that a few times before you start calling that pass. If you get going too fast and try to say his name, it just won't come out the right way. But he's played really well. They didn't have him last year. They decided to move on from Darcy Kemper, who won the cup with them. And not too often do you not bring your goalie back. It's like that would be like not bringing your quarterback back and you win the Super Bowl. But that's kind of what they did. And Georgiev was a guy they traded the Rangers to get. And they gave him a couple draft picks. He was not great before they played the Predators last, but on this last homestand, he's really settled in. So unlike the last couple of games, the Predators have faced some struggling goalies. Now they play a good goalie who's playing well. So that's going to be a good challenge tonight. And as you mentioned, Junie, I think it is important. The last time these two teams met, they had Lauzon back, but they did not have Carrier or McDonough. And those two guys have really looked good and made a difference back in there. So they will have the full complement of defensemen tonight to try to handle what Colorado throws at them.
No, and I think especially since, you know, John Hines has put the pairing of McDonough and Josi together, you know, on that first line, I really think that that's kind of been a turnaround for this Predators defense. And I think really when this roster and all the moves that were made in order to enhance what they had going on last year to try and, you know, take that next step with the main core that they have, I really am looking towards, you know, Forsberg and Duchesne and guys like that to really try and step up. I mean, how many games are we into the season so far, Willie? Because, I mean, neither of these guys have 10 goals yet, and especially after coming off the 40-goal seasons last year, I mean, I'm really looking for, you know, the consistency on the offensive end in order to really maximize this team's potential and get it on track.
Yeah, that's going to be important. And as you mentioned, McDonough, you know, I think it took him some games to get acclimated to the city, to his teammates. They had the whole Prague trip, which I think helped him bond with the team. But, you know, when you move your family here, you try to get settled, there's a lot of things. But I think when they put him with Roman Josi, and those two seem to find the right chemistry, Josi's numbers have been really good. We're going to be talking about that in our broadcast tonight. Josi has really performed well offensively with McDonough by his side. And then, of course, McDonough got hurt. He missed all six of the games that they lost, 0-4-2. So now that he's back in there, I'm really looking to see if they can continue to build chemistry, those two veterans on that first pair, because I do think that slots everybody in the right place. Carrier and Ekholm, if you take a look, their defensive numbers really over 2 years now have been really good. And then the next level, Junie, is then to add the offense, right? And you're right. It's got to be Duchesne. It's got to be Forsberg. It's got to be those top guys that keep finding their groove and start performing. Duchesne's done it now. The last three games, he's scored. He's made big plays. Huge play in the game against Chicago. They've fallen behind. All of a sudden, hey, how in the heck are we behind to the Blackhawks? But he makes a play, right? Mattias Ekholm hits it with a great pass. They get a final goal, 5 seconds left, and they carry it right on into the third period.
The Preds are looking to get back on track. We got Willie Donick back here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. We'll continue this conversation and keep breaking down this matchup against the Colorado Avalanche tonight at Bridgestone Arena. You're listening to Chase, Willie, and D-Mace here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back into Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. We are talking Preds as they host the Colorado Avalanche tonight with a 7 p.m. puck drop. But Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, presented by Hair Club. Hair Club, love your hair, live your life, creating custom hair loss solutions for men and women. Fellas, big game for the Preds tonight, an opportunity to win three straight after they have been struggling through the opening couple months of the season. What is it going to take? What do the Preds really need to hone in on to get a big key win tonight at Bridgestone Arena?
I think one of the things I'm looking for, Derek, is the special teams. Their penalty kill, I don't think if you look at their 5-on-5 defense the last 4 or 5 weeks, that's what's really started to come around. It's what's been lacking is the goal scoring in general, the power play first and foremost of that, and then the penalty kill has struggled some. And really, when you take a look at the game in Denver, a big power play goal is what sort of swayed the game. Juuse Saros had the stick knocked out of his hand, and Mikko Rantanen, who is the one top forward weapon they still have. Of course, they still have Cale Makar on the blue line. So it's not like they're hurting for top players. They still have a bunch. But Rantanen is the guy that everything's flowing through, and he made the big play to score. So I think if I had to answer one, I'm looking at special teams tonight. I want to see more life from Nashville's power play. There's been some good signs of life. They scored a power play goal in each of the last two games, so I don't think that's a coincidence that they've won the games with the power play contributing. But now the penalty kill, I think, tonight has to step up. I think that's where Colorado will count on getting offense tonight. So stay out of the box. And then when you do have to kill a penalty, you have to try to stop Colorado because they still have a very good power play, even without Nathan MacKinnon in there.
Yeah, I mean,
no silly penalties, right?
I mean, Johansson, and he's taken, you know, extremely too many of them. You know, over that course of the losing streak, and you don't want that to continue. You know, like you said, Willie, the power play needs to continue to show improvement, because I do believe if the Preds do what they need to do from a power play standpoint, whenever they're in those situations, either killing a power play, which they've been pretty good at, or scoring on their power play, which they have improved over the last two games. They need to continue to keep that going, because I think ultimately that's going to be an area that they, if they improve in that area, they can pick up some wins moving forward.
Yeah, and Junie, there's another area where McDonough helps, right? I think when you have him in there, you feel a little bit better about your penalty kill in general. Same thing with Carrier.
No, and I completely agree with you. I mean, it's no coincidence that they've scored two power play goals in the last two games and they've gotten two victories. I mean, this team has just flat out struggled to put the puck in the net, even when they have good opportunities to do so. So, you know, capitalizing on that. But, you know, something that I'm really kind of looking towards, Willie and Derek, is some of the younger guys kind of getting in, you know, trying to get on in the mix on the offensive end and get some scoring, like Tanner Janot, Yakov Trenin, Yusso Parson. I mean, some of these guys have got to get in the mix here and try and to help some of these guys scoring. I mean, like you had mentioned earlier, Willie, you know, Matt Duchene has kind of come up of late. Forsberg kind of had a little bit of a hot start to the season, and he still needs to get going a little bit more. And I just think as a collective offensively, you know, Forsberg and some of these younger, promising, talented players that the Predators have need to start contributing a little bit more in order to really get this ship turned around in order to get back into the playoff mix.
Completely agree. It's a good point. And, you know, the last couple of games, they've gotten good production from defensemen. If you look through the years, that's usually a very good source of offense for the Predators. It was beyond Roman Josi, almost non-existent for a while. But if you look at the last two wins, what do you see? You see Fabro in the, on the score sheet. You see Carrier chipping in with a goal. You see Ekholm with a huge play the other night with that assist. Josi picks up the 2 points to become the all-time leading scorer. So that's a good sign there. They need a little bit more of that. McDonough had an assist the other night. You mentioned some of the young players coming in. Let's first hit on Janot and Trenin. I think those are two guys for sure that if you're looking for reasons that the offense is down, those two guys are way off of their goal pace from last year. Trenin ended up with 17, and Janot ended up with 24. So you got to hope that over the next 50 games, they may not hit that total from last year, but if they can just sort of get back on that pace where they're chipping in, that would make all the difference in the world. And then the other dynamic that you're mentioning, Junie, I think, is one to watch. And this is something that I want to see if it happens over time, mm-hmm. Derek, because when you bring in a young player, you can have a good game or two. You could have a good week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about week after week, month after month, that grind, can you stick? But one thing that's sort of the change in the look a little bit is you now have Cody Glass playing really well at center, getting more responsibility. Yusso Parsonen had a strong game the other night in Chicago. So he's coming back around. He had that strong start. Then he had a bit of a drop-off offensively where he wasn't showing up on the score sheet. Let's see if he can build on that. And then Tommy Novak comes out, mm-hmm. and he's had a big offensive play in both games, and that's sort of his skill set. Hopefully he can help the power play. So you have three young centermen that, if they can continue to gain some traction, I think that would be another way that you could sort of elevate your overall game.
Now, I think another question I have for you, Willie, because, I mean, you know this team better than anybody. I feel as if, you know, John Hines and company, when it comes to the blue lines, that the defensive pairings, I think, are – you, and correct me if I'm wrong – are more or less solidified. I feel like they've really found their niche there. But do you think maybe line changes and just trying to find that – that right combination with some of these younger guys and pairing them up with the right veterans could make a difference and you know, produce some more of this offensive production?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at the defense, I think one of the things to look for in the next few weeks is they definitely have built a little bit of depth there with Jordan Gross emerging as, I think, a guy who could play in the NHL. So you got to feel good that even if you do have another injury, that you have Gross sitting there going, and now he's got 9-10 games under his belt where you feel like, hey, this guy actually, I think, can play in the NHL. And so well that I think he's even pushing. He's going to create some good, healthy competition, I think, to get in there. But right now they've got the three pairs that I think mesh together well. And, you know, keep your fingers crossed that, you know, they can stay in there for a while and get in a groove. But it's a good question. And the way this team is built to win, you want great goaltending from UC Soros. You want a solid team structure with defense. And you want enough offense. It doesn't have to be a great offense. But if it's a good offense and you can score your share of goals, I think you're gonna, you can win your share of games and be in that mix.
No, I completely agree. And I think when it comes down to it, we've seen plenty of games where the Preds have only scored one or two goals in a game. And I just think if consistently they can get to the point where they're putting up three, four goals a night, especially with the way that UC Soros has been playing here recently. I know he had a tough start to the season, but, you know, if they can start putting up three or four goals a game, I think they're going to start winning more games than not. And when you talk about a guy like Gross, I mean, so some of the problems the last couple of years with the Nashville Predators have been the lack of defensive depth. And, you know, with a young guy like that coming along and the defensive pairings on the roster that they have now are playing like the way they are. I mean, this is a really good sign that this team could potentially, you know, turn it around and right the ship. We've seen the tale of two halves of the season with John Hines since he's been here. You know, so last year they had kind of a hot start and they fell off towards the tail end of the season. The year before that, they had a rough start and then they kind of made a push towards the second half of the season. So I think with what we're seeing with this team and the way that they've struggled to this season, I think there's still plenty of hockey to be played in order for this team to kind of right the ship. And start getting into that playoff mix. And, you know, potentially, like I said, with the talent that they've acquired this offseason, you know, they're really hoping to get out of the first round. And I think that if they keep pushing and making strides, that the possibility is there for them to do so.
Right. And the first thing is you've got to get there. It's a long journey. And there's, as we've said a few times, as we've watched this thing unfold, you know, Winnipeg is – a team that wasn't in the playoffs last year. They're having a really strong first half of the season so far. Seattle is a team that's got it together. They're in the mix. They're pushing to be in the playoffs. So there's more, and I'll throw a third team in there that I have been with. Vegas had sort of the wheels fall off last year with so many injuries that they couldn't handle it. They didn't make the playoffs. So now they've got it back together, at least for now. Now there's probably going to be some teams that are playing really well right now that hit some of the skids and go through a rough patch. That's just naturally how it's going to happen. And you have to hope, if you're the Predators, that you've gone through your rough patches. You're building a formula that can work for you. But like we've been saying, there's a long way to go. You have to do it every night. You know, this is a good – they've had some good things going the last couple of games, but you got to keep doing it. And and they are a little bit behind – where they want to be right now. So they've got to make up that ground, and only time will tell if we're going to do that. They're not going to score four goals a night, right? But they've got to average closer to three from here on out. They've got to average about three. The average team now in the NHL, if you're not clicking at about 20% or more on the power play, you're way behind, and that's where the Predators have been so far. If you're not scoring close to three goals per night, even if you've got a good defense and you got a good goalie, that's not going to get it done like it maybe did 5 to 10 years ago when there were less goals scored. Now there's more goals being scored in a game night after night, so you've got to generate enough to be able to average close to three goals a game. So they got to get that half goal a game to where they're a little bit off the pace, and it all start. The power play would really help that a lot. So look for that. I mean, they're not going to outgun teams, but if they can score an average closer to three for the year, then I like their chances. I think the wins would then come.
Absolutely. The Nashville Predators again taking on the Colorado Avalanche tonight at Bridgestone Arena, 7 p.m. puck drop, looking to win their third straight in a row as this team gets healthier, looking to make a push to try and enter into the playoff conversation. Coming up next, we are going to do our weekly Ask D-Mace segment, some four-pack, family pack of WWE Monday Night Raw. Tickets are on the line when they come to Bridgestone Arena on January 2nd. But first, before we head to break, Derek has a quick message about Cool Springs MD.
And yes, I do, on this cold and frigid day. So if you want to go out and, you know, bear the weather and check out Cool Springs MD, then do that. Because, listen, I've been telling you this over the last couple of years in regards to Cool Springs MD. And this goes to all my men listeners out there. You know, if you're looking for help with hormone deficiencies and imbalances, listen, Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that staff, will give you the treatment you require to have a quality, improve your quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas, that's including me here in Tennessee, with improving their immune systems, cognitive functions, and more, energy levels as well. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. So there's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. Men, what are you waiting for? Get Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today for an appointment. Here's the number, 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit their website at coolspringsmd.com.
Welcome back into Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. It is now time for our weekly segment, Ask D-Mace. You can call in. You can text in. You can ask a football question. You can ask a question about life, whatever you want. It is now our time to do that for the next 30 minutes. So feel free to submit whatever you would like to ask D-Mace. And again, a four-pack, family four-pack of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw when they come to Bridgestone Arena on January the 2nd are on the line. So make sure those questions are juicy. Let's get into it.
Yeah, you got to bring it. 615-737-1025. That's a great prize. I mean,
exactly.
Imagine that. You win that today. That's like a gift you can give the family. Say, we're going to WWE.
Because it's right after the New Year's.
Yeah.
You can come to Bridgestone and enjoy WWE, man. There's a lot going on right now. So you can ask me a bunch of questions, whether it be about the Tennessee Titans and will they win the AFC South. It could be about Christmas and what was your favorite Christmas present or what was your favorite present you gave to kids. Let it be anything. Derek, are you getting on a plane today?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. Here's the first one. How about this, Junie? Alex says, why don't you use a private jet to get to Texas?
Listen, if the regular planes are not leaving, what makes you think the private planes are leaving? And I don't want to test myself. I want to chance myself in a small plane going up in this weather. If the big planes ain't leaving, then I don't want to chance myself with a small
one.
That's
a smart move,
you
know?
And I think the kids would even say, Dad, listen, don't press it. Yeah. Like, you know, don't try to make something that is not there. You end up. Some end up happening. So, yeah. You know,
He also asked, would you have liked to play for Mike Vrabel? If he was your coach, do you think you would have a Super Bowl ring?
I don't know. I mean, I would have loved, playing for Vrabel.
You played a lot of games against Vrabel. He probably
played a lot of
you once or twice. You probably got around him once.
Exactly. Vrabel reminds me of the Jeff Fisher and John Harbaugh type coaches where their intent. They're going to try to push you and get the best out of you as they possibly can. They're going to be demanding. But also, they're going to know when, hey, listen, we need to back it up a little bit. We need to take our foot off the pedal in regards to, you know, things we do during the week when it comes to practice. But I can say I've already played for a Vrabel-type coach already. And that's what put me in a position to potentially, you know, at one point, you know, we went to the Super Bowl, went to AFC Championship games. I went to an AFC Championship game or two with the Baltimore Ravens as well. So I played with some really, really good coaches, man. You know, Vrabel sort of reminds me of the coaches that I was able to play for more so John. Than Fisher.
All right, I got one to get it going here. Junie, I want to get – maybe you can chime in with your answer too, but here's my Ask D-Mace for the week. By the way, we got to get some texts going, some calls
Let's
going.
Let's go, people. I know it's a warm, a cold day.
737-1025. Get them flowing here. So I'm going to get it going. Best Christmas special. Like when you were growing up, the Christmas specials come on TV. You know, you got your cartoons. You got your – You got your movies. You got
you know
your
what? The
specials.
Best one
what,
was me.
The best
this
one?
And this might be. I don't know if you.
Now you.
The
you,
best one for
be a
me.
Movie if you
yeah,
want,
it could be a movie,
but it could be just a TV special too.
The TV special was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That
That's
was my favorite.
Yeah.
Like
That's
that,
a good
it, did,
one.
It didn't matter. Like when that was coming on, because they had built it up each and every year. They would build it up to like this huge thing just to see Rudolph. You know, his nose shines so bright and lead them through the snow and deliver the presents. They had to fight against the, what was it, the abominable
the snowman.
Snowman. They had to fight against him.
They had to bring out UConn Cornelius
exactly.
to help him out. Yeah. Love UConn.
See Junie, he knows nothing about this.
Junie, have you seen this? You know this one, right?
I've seen the old Rudolph.
Okay, good.
Oh, you've seen it? Okay.
But mine is a more modern one because this movie came out when I was young. It has to be Elf. I love Will Ferrell in that movie. You know, some people don't like his comedy, but I feel like Elf in that movie in particular is like the perfect combination of the silly, stupid, goofy comedy along. That's like, you know, it's inclusive for everybody, and it's something you can watch with your kids if you have young kids or. It doesn't necessarily matter. So I like Elf. I think it's really funny. I still laugh at it today.
Outstanding. All right. Yeah. So I think we got a call. Let's go to Lester, who is up in Michigan. Is he a pilot? Is he a relative of yours? Let's see what Lester's got. Lester, say hello to Derek Mason.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just asking you, brother. What do you got against my Michigan Wolverine?
Oh, my goodness. We listen. We can go with that question. We can go with that question. Hey, I can answer that all day if you want me to. Hey, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas to y'all, though. I'm
Merry Christmas.
Listen to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lester. I appreciate it. Listen, when you decide.
Stir it up,
yeah,
didn't you?
When you decide to either. Go to Michigan or Michigan State, whichever one you decide to go to, you hate the other team, no matter what. I chose to go to Michigan State, and I don't – anything that has to do with the University of Michigan, the soccer team, the football team, the baseball team, the hockey team, the lacrosse team, the track team, the – I don't know what else, chess team, whatever team they have, I don't like them. And I hope all of them lose. That's because I went to Michigan State, you know. Now, there may be some good people that went to the University of Michigan or even worked at the University of Michigan. But when it comes to the athletics at the University of Michigan, I don't like anything, and I repeat anything about Michigan when it comes to that.
I'm trying to think, when you were playing, did you have any high-profile teammates that played at Michigan? Did John Runyon play for Michigan?
John played at Michigan.
So that was – I know he –
Okay. We might have had Prescott, but that's when I went to Baltimore. He was a Michigan guy. I've played with a few Michigan guys. And, you know, hey, listen, once they're on my team, I'm good.
Right,
I still
don't
like the
university. You
still
talk trash to them. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're good with me. Once they're on my team, they're good. But, yeah, anything University of Michigan, I don't like.
Well, I'll tell you what, the caller has to be a Michigan fan, but at least he did wish you Merry Christmas, though. So, no.
Well,
so
you.
Even through all the love loss, he's still wishing Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's the holiday spirit, you know.
What else we got here?
All right.
What
I think
else?
We did. Let's take a break and let's get the phones and the texts going here. I know people are doing the last minute Christmas shopping. Perhaps D-Mace has some Christmas shopping ideas last minute if people want to get in on that. But we got this is the present. That will just bring the house down. Even if you're sitting there going, you know, I'm happy. I've got my Christmas shopping done. I'm just chilling. Now you can really take it to the next level because you can take your family to WWE right after the new year. 737-1025. Text D-Mace. Ask D-Mace. Football, non-football, life, anything you like. Right, Junie?
That's right. So, again, hit our WilsonCountyHoliday.com text line at 615-737-1025. We'll do another segment of Ask D-Mace coming up. You're listening to Chase, Willie, and D-Mace here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Back here at Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, we are continuing the segment that we do every single week, a family four-pack to see WWE Monday Night Raw on January 2nd is on the line. We've had a ton of people submit some questions on the text line to ask D-Mace any questions about football or life. And if you want to text in or call in, hit us up at 615-737-1025 on the Wilson County Hotline. All right, D-Mace. So Shane from the Borough says, hey, D-Mace, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Oh, man. You know what? Any memory with the kids. I mean, once my kids started to get at that age where they recognized what they were getting, and it just wasn't tear open the box and play with the box and the paper and everything else. Once they started to really identify with the presents that we're getting, that's when it made it special for me. I can remember getting my, and I still have this video to this day. My daughter had wanted a cell phone, and we were kind of going back and forth trying to figure out if we were going to get her one, and I ended up getting one, but she didn't know she was going to get it. She thought, hey, I just sent it to Santa, and, you know, if I get it, great. If not, then whatever. So it was the last present that she opened, and she opens it up, and we're all sitting there, and her brother's ripping stuff open and everything else, and she opens it up, and she looks at it, and she just breaks out and starts crying, like legitimately crying, like, man, I got it. That was the best moment. To me ever. I still have that video. I still watch it just to get her raw reaction of something she had really wanted. So for me, that was my best moment.
All right, D-Mates, I got one from Matt from Camden. He's got a big dilemma here. All right. He says his wife has a Christmas birthday.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So do you think it's okay to buy her a Christmas present and a birthday present, or could he just do one big present that counts for both?
I would suggest you get two presents. Even if you want to get a big one and then get something a little bit smaller or something like that.
Still got to be two.
Yeah, still got to be two, man. I'm not going to be sitting here and telling you, oh, just get her one present. That's okay. And then she look at you and say, where's my other present? And he says, well, D-May said one big present. Nah, get a two, buddy.
You don't want that on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
I will second that, D-Mace, because my birthday is on December 15th. And so oftentimes people try and do that with me. And I mean, for some casual friends, that's okay. But, you know, if you're my significant other, you know, I'd be kind of disappointed if it was just one gift. For sure.
Exactly. Absolutely. So there you go. Get two gifts, my man. We got one on the phone line, don't we?
Oh, we do. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's get Kevin. He's online too. Kevin, welcome to the show. What do you have for Derek Mason?
Hey, Merry Christmas, D-Mate.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
I'm going to ask you a football question if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I know you just said that you don't like anything about Michigan. Are you, as a Big Ten person, are you going to root for them in the playoffs? And then who's your final in the championship?
I'm not rooting for Michigan in the playoffs. I'm not that type of guy, and neither anybody that has played for the Spartans, we consider them Spartan dogs, anybody that played for the Spartans, there's no way, and I repeat, no way can you root for Michigan. I don't care if they are going for a national championship, and it would be, you know, great for bragging rights for the Big Ten. We still don't care. I'm not going for Michigan. I am not. I won't. I will not. I hope they get beat down 55-0. But I think we will see Georgia and
TCU is going to beat them?
Yeah. Okay. Georgia and TCU.
All right.
And I got Georgia to win.
Okay. So you're not one of those guys, like, when they start chanting SEC, that's not you.
No.
You
know, no, why?
I remember Kirk Herbstreit said that one year during the national championship. He goes, I can't believe, because he's a Big Ten guy, right?
Exactly.
And he was like, I remember he came and spoke to a group in Nashville, and he told that story, and he was like, I was sitting there thinking to myself, the Big Ten would never do that. They're not going to chant Big Ten for bragging rights. They don't. That's not how they roll. So I think you fall in line with that.
Yeah, I'm not about all that. Nah.
Okay.
I would rather see my Spartans than anything.
Let's see. We got to put your name on this if you want to win the tickets here. So, D-Mace, were you familiar with Vanderbilt, academics or athletics? Well, other than the Wiley Dunuke-led basketball teams. Did you know anything about Vanderbilt before you moved here? I travel the country. Most people are either academics or the baseball team, but 30 years ago, not as much. Okay, so like when you were coming up through high school, did you know anything about Vanderbilt is basically the question.
No, I didn't know it.
Because I'll
about
say
Vanderbilt.
This for me. I went to Vanderbilt. I didn't follow Vanderbilt at all growing up.
Me either. I didn't know a thing about Vandy. Now they're sort of that, you know, that team that, you know, it's like I live in the city. I've been here for many years. So, you know, they are sort of the adopted team for me. I root for Vandy basketball, baseball, football. It doesn't matter. I will always root for them as long as I'm here. And I root for UT, TSU, all of Tennessee teams I do root for unless they're playing the Spartans.
Hey, D-Mace, is Die Hard the best Christmas movie? Go Sparty. Now, this is an age-old, and Junie, you're going to want to, I'm sure you've heard this before. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie to begin with? And if so, is it the best Christmas movie? I do find myself watching it at Christmas time a lot, but I have some people that swear it is not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, to me, it's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie?
There's a Christmas tree in it. It was on Christmas Day.
It was? Yes,
it's
it was.
It's a Christmas movie to me.
Okay.
So, there you go.
I'll tell you all this. I will be filling in for Chase again on Tuesday. Because I'm going to have to do some homework because I have not seen Die Hard. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
Listen, I hear you all the time tease Nick about it, but I'll do my homework and watch Die Hard.
Okay. So
and I'll give you all my opinion.
Let me just tell you, it's going to be on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Junie, if you have it'll be available to you, whatever your choice is, if you're unplugged, cable cutter, whatever, or you're a streamer, I guarantee you can have access to Die
Hard. Of course.
And don't worry about Die Hard 2. Don't worry about any of the other ones. Just watch the first one. It is a classic.
I'll tell you what. I'm heading up to Louisville later today to spend some time with my family. My dad's got the 80-inch screen TV with the entire surround sound, so I'll have the perfect place to watch it and give you all my feedback for it on Tuesday. So I'll let y'all know.
All right, I want to slide one more in here because this is a good one, and unfortunately this person didn't put their name on it, but Derek, what advice would you give as a professional, longtime NFL veteran to a professional military veteran transitioning from the military? In other words, you come out of your football career, you transition into quote-unquote everyday life. A lot of military people have to make that transition. Mm-hmm. And for both, sometimes it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, it's the advice I would give is to, you know, plan to have something, you know, that you enjoy doing after all of that is said and done. Because whether it be in the sports realm or in you know, the armed forces, you're there for a portion of your life. And a lot of times you're there the young part of your life, the 20s and parts of your 30s, if you re-enlist and stay for a while. And then once you finally get out, it's raising families and everything else. But I would advise you to have something that you enjoy doing afterwards. You know, my thing was my kids were still young, so I still was going through, you know, help raising kids and taking them to school and practices and stuff like that, and then start doing radio. I've done some television. So I've been blessed enough to be able to do things that I've enjoyed doing. But retirement is hard. I struggled with it, you know, for about a year. just to try to, you know, figure out, man, because I was so used to a routine. And then all of a sudden now, you know, I had this routine for 20 years of my life. Now it's not there anymore. Now what do you do? So I, you know, just made sure I did things with the kids and helped raise the kids. But then I also did things that I enjoyed doing. And everybody may not be, you know, able to do that. But, you know, when you do retire from the armed forces or choose to, you know, get out and start doing other things, you know, just make sure as you're doing it, when you're in it, set up things for you to do after it's done. Because at least in the realm of sports, you can't play it forever. Now, you can stay in the armed forces for a very long time. Some people are career individuals in the armed forces. That's all they do and know. But in the realm of sports, you have an expiration date. And you need to have something you can do after that, something that you enjoy doing. And while you're doing the thing that you love before you transition into retirement, save, and save some more. That's what my advice would be. We got anything else?
No,
what else
no,
we got?
I think we're up. We're up against time.
So all right.
Up. Junie, good stuff. And so we will determine our winner in the next few minutes, and we will get in touch with the person that will be heading to WWE. So let me go ahead and start the break, and Junie, you can bring it back on the other side as we move into our final hour. Let's tell you about Lee Company. They are a proud sponsor right where we're sitting here in Barrel House. The 102.5 The Game pregame show will happen starting tonight at 6 o'clock. The defending champions are in town, the Avalanche. Big game tonight. And so Max Hurst will be anchoring our pregame coverage starting at 6. Pete Weber, Hal Gill on the call at 7. Lee Company, I know they're busy right now. Just like a lot of you, if you've had some issues with heating or anything that goes wrong during this kind of serious time when the weather gets extremely cold like this, always keep their phone number handy and ready to go. 615-567-1000. They will get out there as quickly as they possibly can to serve you for that. And then when things do get back to normal, always remember their home maintenance plan, because it's a great way to go throughout the whole process. So they'll have that year-round coverage for you. They'll be checking on once a year your heater, your cooling system, your plumbing, and electric systems as well. 615-567-1000 or LeeCompany.com. is the place to go. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.